The Department of Homeland Security announced Wednesday evening it was no longer allowing New Yorkers to apply for expedited travel services to make it through customs faster at major airports and across the Canadian and Mexican borders. And those who are already enrolled in the programs will be suspended by the end of the year. DHS blames a recent New York law that allows undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. Under that statute, known as the Green Light Law, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, as well as the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, are prevented from access to New York's DMV database. But Cuomo says federal officials don't need the data to vet applicants. They bring all of the relevant documents to a required in-person meeting with customs officials.
You don't have to be a licensed driver to qualify for the federal Trusted Traveler program. It is pure politics.
The governor says the fight is personal. He says it's about President Donald Trump treating New York as a political punching bag in order to cater to red states. And he says it's also about ICE wanting to get the DMV data to go after undocumented immigrants and deport them. Cuomo says he will never allow that data to be turned over to ICE.
Don't try to extort me, and don't try to extort New Yorkers. It won't work. Didn't even work with Ukraine. Learn the lesson. We're not going to be extorted.
The governor says ICE can still get any criminal records it might need from the FBI.
All those federal agencies, I worked in the federal government. They're all there, one block after the other. Leave your desk, go down the stairs, go to the FBI. Can I have the access to the criminal records in New York? They have the database. It's all a joke.
The state's attorney general, Tish James, says she will argue in court that the federal DHS violated New York's sovereign immunity by not providing New Yorkers with equal protection and is acting in an arbitrary and capricious manner that denies state residents their constitutional rights and privileges. Republicans in state government say it's the fault of Cuomo and the Democratic-led state legislature for passing the Green Light Law to begin with. The chair of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, says the Democrats are on the side of lawbreakers over citizen taxpayers. Langworthy spoke about the issue earlier in the week.
Every action is going to have consequences, and this is one of them. So anyone that's upset about this needs to call the governor and say, why did you do this? Why are you making our law enforcement shield their databases from the federal government?
The lawsuit has not yet been filed, but a spokeswoman for the attorney general says it will be soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.